Hey, and thank you for choosing the Miracle Channel podcast. Here you'll find encouraging messages from well-known speakers like Joel Osteen, Joyce Meyer, Leon Fontaine, and more. The Miracle Channel podcast is made possible by the support of our donors who've partnered with us to see the truth about Jesus spread through Canada in a powerful way. Enjoy today's encouraging message.
The Lord shared in private with his disciples. Publicly, he shared a truth. But it's very interesting. He shared the truth publicly, actually, but this truth is so precious to him that he said to his disciples, the reason I didn't share with them openly, but in parables, is because this truth is so precious about the kingdom of heaven, how it operates. I don't want the people who don't treasure it to receive it. I want people who are hungry and whose hearts are towards me to receive it. Let's read this parable. And it's the parable of all parables. In fact, on the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea. And great multitudes were gathered together to him so that he got into a boat and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables. Now, this is the first time Jesus started speaking in parables in his ministry. In the Gospel of Matthew, you find he was speaking plainly. Even the Sermon on the Mount, he spoke plainly. But now he starts to speak to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Wow, look at this again. Some fell on good ground, and the crop comes in these measures. Some 100-fold. Now, don't we want that? Don't we all want 100-fold? We don't want 60-fold. Amen? We don't want 30-fold. But I believe it's also a picture of the sequence, the consequence of having the Word of God falling on good ground. First of all, you will experience a 30-fold harvest, then a 60-fold, then a 100-fold. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. This is so vital because this phrase appears more than once in this passage. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Hallelujah. Now he's going to go on to tell his disciples why he shared to the public, to the crowd, in parables. The next verse says, and the disciples came and said to him, why do you speak to them in parables? He answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them, it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken away from him. Now, later on, we're going to answer this question. What is this? Whoever has, to him more will be given. So actually, the sower and the ground, the four types of ground, is a picture of our heart. Four types of heart that he's talking about. And there's one particular heart attitude that actually receives the bountiful harvest. 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. And that is the one I'm coming to right now. So let's look at what Jesus said about his parable to his disciples, because he told them that unto them is given to know. Verse 18, therefore hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, there you have it. They hear it, but they don't understand it. Then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. So people that hear God's word and they have no heart to want to understand or even ask God for wisdom or seek the Lord to have that word revealed to them. God says these are the ones that they become prey to the enemy's theft, right? The Bible says the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10, but I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's what Jesus said. Now, If the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, notice the sequence there. He comes to steal first. What does he steal? Then he kills and then he destroys. He steals the word of God. Based on this, he steals the word. Why do you think the thief comes to steal, of all the things he wants to steal, he steals the word of God? You thought he might want to steal your health, you know, steal your relationships with your wife or your husband or your children. He comes to, no. He knows when he steals God's word from you, he steals all these things, because these things are a consequence, a harvest of receiving God's word in your life. So he knows when you take God's word out of your heart, you have nothing to reproduce in your life, because the power is in the seed. And the seed here is the word of God. Hallelujah. So the devil comes to steal the word. He's so afraid that you will receive God's word. He is so afraid. That's why his priority number one is to come and take the word away from your heart. But thanks be to God, we read in this verse that for those who understand, the devil cannot do that. It's only those who do not understand. Then comes the wicked one and snatches away the word that's in his heart. So let's seek to understand God's word. Amen. The next verse goes on. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. They hear the word of God, or they hear the preaching of the word, and they say, oh, that's good preaching. I enjoy that. Amen. They will shout amen and things like that. But yet he has no root in himself, but he endures only for a while. For when tribulation, or that's trouble, or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. In other words, the devil will try to take God's word out of your heart. If he cannot steal from you because you understand it, the next thing he wants to do, right, he will try his best to cause some trouble or persecution to arise. Notice, because of the word. It says because of the word. He's after the word. He's trying to remove the word. He's trying to say, this word is a lie. You cannot believe this word. See, look at your circumstance. There's trouble. There's persecution. Stand steady. Amen. The Bible says this man, he received the word and he received his joy. His immediate reaction is joy, but he has no root in himself. So he endures for a while. But when trouble comes, persecution comes because of God's word, he lets it go. He gives up because he has no root. And thus, the word becomes unfruitful in his life. And the third category, now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it. Notice that? The one who receives seed on the good ground, good heart. The ground is always the heart here. He receives it, he hears it, and he understands it. He is the one who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. So what we're going to see here is what causes one to have this 100-fold harvest in his life. It's the same word of God that goes into all the four types of heart or ground. It's the same seed that goes into, the seed is the word of God. They heard the word of God. It's like speaking of like, the audience in Jesus' time, they were there, they heard his preaching, but there are four types of hearts. And there are those whose hearts are like on the wayside. These are seeds sown on the wayside. Notice the wayside speaks of people who are sideliners. They are people who are not in the center. In other words, they are not really, it's like they hear the preaching online, for example, on Sunday. God's word is being preached, right, on Sunday, but it's like they may switch it on and then they get distracted with doing other things, and they might be looking at their phone, and you know, it's like they expect the seed to fall on the wayside. They are hearing, but they're not understanding. You know, have you ever had that experience, guys, where your wife is talking to you, you hear words, but your mind is on something else, you're thinking about golf or something, right? And then she says, you're not listening to me, right? And then you repeat the very last line that she said just now. You are hearing, but you're not listening. So God says, and he said more than once in this passage here, he who has ears to hear, let him hear, the Lord said. And your hearing is vital. You need to hear it first, but then you need to be not on the wayside, to be in the center. receiving God's word. And then another thing Jesus said in this parable, look at what he said about the way you hear, what you hear and the way you hear. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Again, the emphasis. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Then he said to them, take heed what you hear. The subject. We all want to hear God's word because God's word is incorruptible seed. God's word is what regenerates us. God's word is what raised Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't just corruptible seed, man's words. Man's words may or may not have fruit, but not the kind of fruit that God's word will produce in your life. So take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it'll be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. Now look at this. Here is Mark's account. By the way, just to let you know that in the parable of the sower and the seed, it appears in the synoptic gospels, which is Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Not in John, but in the first three gospels. And in all three, you have different insights of the sower and the seed. And one of them will say, take heed what you hear, like over here, Mark would say that. But Luke will say something else. In other words, Jesus said two things, but Mark's emphasis was on the first, what you hear. And look at Luke's emphasis. Therefore, take heed how you hear. For whoever has, to him more will be given. And whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken from him. Now we found the clue to what the very thing that we shared just now. What is this having thing? Whoever has what? To him more be given. Now we see it. To the one who has this hearing attitude, hearing heart, wanting to hear the revelation of the word, wanting to understand the word. Whoever has this heart, not only he said, take heed what you hear, the subject itself, which is the word of God, take heed what you hear, but how you hear it. How you hear it. Hallelujah. For whoever has this hearing heart, this hearing attitude towards God's word, the Bible says more. I like the word. Say the word more. More will be given to you. Say more be given to me. Amen. Then it says the one who does not have this hearing heart, even what he has will be taken away. And we know who takes it away. Will be taken away. It's so important for us to understand this because both are important. Take heed what you hear and how you hear. So it's obvious Jesus said this too in one sentence. And Mark record the first and Luke the latter. And Jesus said, take heed what you hear and how you hear. Let's go back to Mark again. And Jesus says, take heed what you hear and how you hear with the same measure you use. So if you use a 34 measure, you give 34 attention, 34 focus, 34 devotion to it, it will be measured to you. Guess what? To you, it will be measured what? The same measure you use. Same measure you use, it'll be measured to you. 34, you get what? Back 34 benefit, 34 virtue out of, 34 revelation, 34 wisdom, 34 harvest. Whatever verse it is you're meditating on, it's a verse on healing. You will receive healing, but 34. And it's saying this. It's not because it's God's will. It is saying it's your attitude. The same measure you use. If you listen to God's word with 100%, with the same measure, I'm using the measure of 100% attention to God's word. So don't be distracted, friend. If you can, every Sunday, just give that time to the Lord. And isn't it amazing how the devil will always try to tell you to catch up on something you have not done during the whole week that you could have caught up on, but you didn't, right? You didn't do all those things. And all of a sudden, while you're listening to God's word, the devil will say, you know what? You didn't read this book. You have not read this book. Hey, how about this? You didn't contact your friend. Hey, look at your phone. All right, there's a message that just came in. It's like all hell break loose sometimes, right? When you are about to receive God's word. That's the warfare, my friend, is actually getting into God's word. There are so many things trying to hold you back from hearing God's word because the devil is so afraid. Yes, friend, he is afraid that you will receive God's word because he knows that his influence and his power in that area of your life will be broken. Why? Because the word of God is greater than him. Hallelujah. So take heed what you hear and how, your attitude. What kind of measure are you giving? Are you giving 100% attention? Or are you giving 60-fold attention? Are you giving 30% attention, the same measure will be measured back to you. In other words, you give 100-fold attention, 100% attention, 100-fold harvest. You'll get full harvest, full results, complete fruitfulness. Hallelujah. And I want that. And I know many of you do as well. But notice, with the same measure you use, it's got to do with your hearing, how you hear. So this is what he's talking about. Whoever has, to him more be given. But whoever does not have this hearing heart, even what he has will be taken away from him. Then Jesus shared another parable here. And he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night and rise by day. And the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. I like this. He himself does not know how. So this man scatters seed on the ground and he goes to sleep by night and rise by day. In other words, he just lives his normal life. And the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. So the ground we've established, Jesus himself said, the ground is our hearts. In other words, as you are listening to God's word, and friends, today there are many ways to listen to God's word. As you are studying God's word, you're actually listening with your inner ear. You're actually listening. And even reading, faith comes by hearing. It's not just hearing audibly from outside. As you are reading, you're also receiving. But there are many who receive by hearing, literally from outside. This parable here that Jesus is sharing is about a man who is hearing and he is actually speaking or reading the Word of God and he's in contact with the Word of God and the Word has fallen into his heart. Now, he's telling this man, God is saying that this man does not need to worry about how the seed grows. He knows not how. All he got to do, make sure he's listening, make sure he's hearing, have a good heart towards hearing. Amen. Hear to receive, to understand. If he has that heart, the Bible says he can go to sleep night and day, just live his normal life. And you know what? The harvest will come. The seed will sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. I like that because many a time people say, you know, you got to know how the process works. We need to have intelligence about these things. We need to participate with God. We need to cooperate with God. Friend, our only cooperation is to receive the word. The word itself does the job. You know, I was reading something else and my Bible happened to fall into this particular verse in Leviticus, believe it or not, Leviticus, where it says this, and if a part of any such carcass falls on any planting seed, which is to be sown, it remains clean. Now, this is one of the laws they had back then. If a part of any such carcass, now this carcass is a carcass, you read earlier verses, it talks about the gecko lizard, it talks about different kind of reptiles and you know animals that are dead bodies. If their carcass falls on any planting seed, which is to be sown, that seed remains clean. Now, this kind of verse really get me going, you know. Do you understand that? I didn't understand that, but as I meditate on it, God opened my eyes and I began to see something here. God is saying, from this one verse, God is saying that carcass is a picture of corruption and death. If it falls on any planting seed which is to be sown, that seed remains clean. Now, that means death and corruption cannot overpower that resurrection life that is in that seed. Hallelujah. That life is greater than corruption and death. That life swallows up death. Hallelujah. When you have God's word in your life, amen, death cannot overtake you. Corruption cannot seize you because the seed of God's word in you is greater than them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm getting happy here. You know, when God opened this to me, you know, don't you get excited when you read God's word and you read things before and you just pass them by and all of a sudden it's like the Holy Spirit is saying, stop, read again. And then God opened your eyes and I understand it. I understand it. God is showing that life is greater, far greater, superior to death. Death cannot stop. Death and corruption cannot stop that life from reproducing itself. That planting seed, hallelujah, which is a picture of the Word of God. Amen? So, if you are struggling in any way, whatever area it is, whether it's lack in your life, you know, you need to pay up for some bill that is long-standing and you're not able to. That means there's an area of lack. Whatever it is, or you are struggling with some symptoms in your body, my friend, spend time in the Word. If it's the Word pertaining to these areas. Hallelujah. Saturate yourself with the Word of God. Start hearing sermons, preachings, amen, where the Word of God is being shared, expounded, where the kernel of the wheat is broken up and you see the germ inside. You see the revelation being unfolded to you. Because when the Word of God drops into your heart, you will manifest that harvest in your life. And the way you hear it, the measure you give to it, is the measure that you will receive. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for listening to the Miracle Channel podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and stay tuned for new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.